Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
All right, before we get to the calls, my guy Bernie in Rockville, Burn Baby Burn, reminded me of something back to the Caps for a sec, and we'll go a little bit back to the Caps, and we'll weave in Caps, Nats, and then we'll get into the NFL draft and the quarterback situation I was referring to and some more extension off of that. Bernie Rockville was mentioning, you know, Carolina has their seeding locked up. They're playing tonight and tomorrow night, so apparently, they were without a bunch of their regulars for the morning skate this morning in Montreal. So it looks like they're certainly going to be resting some of their guys, which means it's probably even easier for Montreal to get the point that they need to get into the playoffs and therefore lock up a 1-8 matchup with the Washington Capitals. Now, again, still got to do that. We've seen situations where it should have happened, it could happen, it might happen, and teams choke. We will see. We will see. All right, that's that story. Before we get to the Saints, and that's going to lead us again into a discussion about quarterback rooms around the NFL, I wanted to go to the phones at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We can mix it up with a little Caps, a little Nats. And if you want to throw something else in there, go right ahead. We'll start on line one with Jonesy before we get to Chris in Damascus. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Chris. Yesterday, hey, listen up, man. We ain't talking much about the Caps, but I just want to say this. I'm with AP.
Well, this show is.
Because, you know, last night I thought it was a bit of a struggle what I was looking at for what my mind was able to process. But thank God for Dylan Strome. Mm-hmm. He got all of our goals. We're getting ready to go inside this playoff. We're getting ready to get this thing going.
Damn, we are.
Yeah, so.
What you got going on over there, Jonesy? You seem like you're.
I just got some stuff in the background.
Okay.
That's going on with my girlfriend.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just want to make sure you're okay. I just want to make sure you're okay. You know, I mean, I'm a man of the people. I want to make sure my guys are okay. You know,
if I was in trouble, I would definitely send you an SOS.
I wasn't saying you were in trouble, but you know, maybe you were in a tough predicament. You know, and I don't know. You were trying to wiggle yourself out of something. You know, so I didn't know.
Right. But anyway, I just hope the Caps get a little better going inside the playoffs than what I'm seeing now. That's all, Chris.
They need to be better, clearly. There is no doubt about that, regardless of opponent, because you're going to hear a lot about, well, the opponent, and they should. If they play like they have for the large part of the last month, they're going to be in trouble regardless of who the opponent is.
I'm with you. Yep. So I got concerns, man. Even though, yeah, because our buddy AP said, yes, indeed, I have seen teams on top, you know, number one seed, this, that, and the third, and they get bounced in the first round by a seventh seed, or by the time if they make it out of the first round, get to the second round, boom, they'd be so wiped out and tired, to the point where as though that the next team gets them.
Right.
So yeah, I'm watching. I'm watching from afar, and I'm hoping for the best.
I got you.
I'm out, though, Chris.
Thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate it. Be careful. Be safe out there. Don't get yourself in a pickle. There's no doubt about that. It just seemed like he was trying to, like, I don't know, move something around, or he was stuck in something. I didn't know what was going on.
A lot of rustling going on there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Nothing bad. There wasn't, like, a police siren or anything like that, you know? Like, you know, I mean, I've been pulled over while doing an interview for this company in Washington, D.C., if people remember that famous story from about 6-7 years ago. I guess it was about 6 years ago, so something along those lines. All right, let's get to line two, Chris, and go to another Chris. We've got Chris's are wild, baby. Me, Chris, you, Chris, Metal Chris, that is, and Chris in Damascus on line two on the Team 980. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, brother. I hope you feel better soon,
thank
okay?
You, appreciate you.
Hey, your plan hurt. But Chris, Metal Chris, he just played my favorite song. You wouldn't know this probably, but we share a similar music interest in that song he played. That's my favorite.
Wait, you and Metal Chris share similar music interests?
Yeah, we both like some
I'm a banger.
Yeah.
Big time.
Really?
Big time.
I did not know that about you, Chris. Baseball, I mean, I knew that about Metal Chris because that's why we call him Metal Chris.
Well,
and like yesterday,
no,
he was,
it's not. Yeah,
let me ask you this: do you know?
Yes,
do you know Acid Breath?
Acid Breath?
Some of the heavier, harsh, like what do they call it? Guys? No, I'm more the '80s hair band kind of thing,
like Metallica, Iron Maiden.
I'm not into all the rah,
Acid Bath, to be fair, is closer to like the 90s grunge scene than like that stuff. But they're closer to like early Nirvana and Soundgarden, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I like guitar. I've played a little immature, whatever. But anyway, if it's a guitar, I'm into it. I'll even go classic if it's a guitar.
Guitar is great, but as we know, there's different types of guitar. There's different types of sounding music.
Ozzy Osbourne's got the best guitar player.
Yeah. I just didn't take you as an Ozzy Osbourne fan or a metal fan or an Iron Maiden guy or Motley Crue.
I didn't know you
were
such a baseball fan. I thought you were more Caps than football.
I love baseball. I grew up on baseball. Baseball's my
favorite
sport.
I've learned that. So yeah. We learned a little bit about each other. But anyway, thank you, Metal, and thank you, Chris, for anyway being playing hurt, and you're very conscientious about explaining AP situation. I thought that AP, when AP introduces himself, I thought that was Stephen A. Smith. Finally. I thought that was Stephen A., but I could be wrong.
Stephen A. Smith is a con man, quite honestly.
No, I know that, but I thought that's AP, I like AP a lot, appreciate the caller.
Yeah, when The Rock takes over in a different city, right, his whole bit is, you know, he'll get into the ring and he'll do his thing and he'll, you know, pander the crowd, and finally, The Rock.
I didn't know. I don't know anything about wrestling except I could if you name some 70s, 80s, 70s, 80s wrestlers, Big Bun, some of those guys, I could probably remember them, but I never watched. That was not me. But anyway,
let's fire off about the Nats.
The Nats thing. It's tough. The weather has been tough, and this road trip, for heaven's sake, Miami to Pittsburgh to Colorado, but they're grinding. I'm concerned a little bit about their fifth starter. Maybe the guy's name you were looking for was Sirocco, and he comes back to fifth starter.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. That's who I was looking for. Yep, you're correct.
And Trevor Williams, I'm going to watch him.
Yeah, he got
the bullpen.
Last
yeah, that's kind of interesting. But I trust Rizzo and Davey to figure that out. I think Davey's done some good managing.
Yeah,
and
I just can't have Lucas Sims in any kind of leverage situation until he fixes himself. And maybe he'll get it right. But I can't have him in the sixth inning of a 4-2 game because you almost have no chance. you know?
Well, but, you know, one thing you got to understand, I believe, or at least me, I believe that during a season, you know, the bullpen is like an evolution throughout the season. If you recall, in 19, when we won it all, Daniel Hudson, we brought him. You know, Doolittle was kind of the star, the main reliever, but... And then,
well, yeah,
and
that
then
year
they
started off
Daniel
with Barraclough, and who was the closer? That was a disaster at the beginning of the season.
I wasn't ready for that one.
Yeah. But Barraclough was expected to be Kyle Barraclough was supposed to be a big signing, big arm in the bullpen, setup guy, and, you know, did diddly squat and was gone less than 2 months into the season, I think.
But I'm not trying to do that because I'm getting ready for tonight's game. You were right about the weather. It was actually like 40 degrees, and it was like a 20. I even heard 20 some wind chill at some points last night. But I do know James Wood, as we say in the baseball world, he got that ball wet last night. I think it might have landed in one of the rivers,
but that wasn't
confirmed by Dave and Charlie. But anyway. The one good thing I thought I saw a good sign of, and I'm figuring out, was Jackson Rutledge. He hasn't shown me much, but I think maybe a reliever position maybe will be good for him. I trust Davey to kind of handle it, manage it. We do have Doolittle as one of the pitching coaches, and Hickey. I think the managers have done well. But one thing I don't understand is Jose Tena. Now we're going to find about him. I don't know if he has options or no options, but it didn't make any sense when they were facing right-handers that he wasn't at third base in place. But and Nasi Nunez, I told you, I think, when you did all your good stuff about the Nats, I said Jacob Young's my favorite because I love defense. I love gloves. Dylan Cruz I'm not worried about. Catch the ball. James Wood will do fine. Nathaniel Lowe's good. And Luis Garcia's playing a little second base. He's not hitting yet, but that's okay.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to find a better shortstop. And I wondered about Tane if he knew anything. And other than that, just feel better. And thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, pal.
Have a good one. And
yeah,
we'll
appreciate you.
We'll worry about the Caps come Sunday and Monday. I love you. Thank you.
I got you. Love you, too. I appreciate you and the kind words. By the way, it was Trevor Rosenthal. So it was Kyle Barraclough and Trevor Rosenthal that were supposed to be like the eighth and ninth inning guys, and both were a disaster. And that's what led to the Hudson trade and the Doolittle deal and all of that stuff and kind of the remaking and the reshaping of that 2019 bullpen. So there's that. As far as Tania and options, I have to check on that. Not sure. I know a lot. I don't know everybody's contractual status and option status, so I'm going to have to check on that. They're bringing up Trey Lipscomb. Look, he had, a lot of fanfare at the beginning of last season. It didn't really work out. They diagnosed DeJong as having a fractured nose. He's going on the IL. You'd have to think he's going to be gone for a couple of weeks at least a week and a half. So we'll see about that. But again, they're without their entire left side of their infield. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Chris, we are going to take the time out early. So, A, I stay on clock, which something I'm not great
for
at,
once.
Quite honestly. Did you say for once?
For once.
For once.
I mean, you know, roosters usually associate with, like, the morning calling and being on time and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But,
waking people up early, waking people out of bed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, it's not my strength. I mean, I have a lot of strengths. Being on time is not one of them, as many in my life can attest. I'll say this. It's kind of a joke, but probably is correct. I might be late for my own funeral. But my point being is,
hey, we're going to say I'm already late for an early grave. So
we're going to take the break early and then we'll come back. And I want to get into that report about the New Orleans Saints, the quarterback situation that they're dealing with, the quarterback situation that they might be dealing with a week from tomorrow night. And as well, that's going to lead us into a conversation about the quarterback rooms around the NFL because there's a ranking out. We'll see where the Commanders rank. Hopefully pretty good. Hopefully pretty good. We'll see now that they've, we think, have that position at least on lock for one more year on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
All right, about 20 minutes past 2 o'clock, heading towards the halfway point of the radio program here on a Wednesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. Always live and free on the Odyssey app. I'm watching the Blue Jays and the Braves, and hopefully the idiot reporter that we put in Dum Dum of the Day yesterday and the idiot broadcast crew is not a part of today's action. I'm actually watching the Blue Jays feed on MLB Network, Toronto up 1-0 over Atlanta. But I just saw a couple of Ottawa Senators jerseys in Toronto at a baseball game. Interesting, huh? I mean, I guess you could be a baseball fan, certainly, in Ottawa, and say, hey, we're going into enemy territory. We're going to wear our Ottawa Senators jerseys, even though it's a baseball game, even though it's in Toronto. I guess you can.
Well, I do know the Canadian teams all kind of root for each other in the playoffs. They want the cup back in Canada. So I know there is kind of that.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. By the way, before I forget, I want to send a congratulations, a good luck message out to my guy, Matt. Matt Paperno, who, you know, I have... I often reference my friend Fred on this show, and Fred is Matt's dad, and I've known Matt obviously his whole life. And he went over the week. You know, he's involved in film and photography and videography and radio and media. And over the weekend, he took a visit to the State University of New York Canton campus, not Canton, Ohio, where my kids live, Canton, up near Potsdam, New York. And he committed. He was accepted, committed to entering school there as a freshman. So I'm very happy for him. I'm happy for his parents, Fred, Michelle, or Ian. We call him Fred and Michelle. They have worked very hard to support him throughout his entire life, and are very proud of him, and look forward to celebrating him and his high school graduation and college and whatnot when I go back up to New York in June for, and I'm going to take Tyler for his 24th birthday, which is coming up in 2 months. So I just want to send a quick shout of congratulations out to my guy, Matt, who's also a big wrestling fan. And this week is WrestleMania. Coming up later on in the week, we'll be joined by WWE's Byron Saxton from Las Vegas, site of WrestleMania 41. He's a Burke, Virginia native. So we will have that. Maddie and I are getting together tonight to record a new version of Rooster and the Rookie, a WrestleMania preview edition. So we got a lot going on. I got like three podcasts already scheduled for tonight after the show. I have no idea how I'm going to do all of this stuff. So stay tuned for that. Also, my guy, I'm going to be on my guy Ben Conti's podcast. I think that's live at 8 o'clock. So you can check that out on wherever you get your podcasts and all that good stuff. So I got a lot going on, and hopefully I don't throw up any more in between now and then. Chris, before I get into the football, I made some chicken noodle soup, you know, just out of the can. Campbell's chicken noodle soup, just a
classic sick food, yeah.
Yeah, right? I love soup, number one. Number two, it's like comfort food, right? Maybe it's not the best thing for you, but like you said, it's kind of classic.
Something about that broth soup always makes you feel a little better.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the problem. Because I love to eat, I can't just make one can, so I made two cans. And you know how, like, with the condensed soup, you're supposed to put some water in the empty can after you dump out the empty can? Well, I like broth, right? So... And I figured it would be good, again, for what I was dealing with. And so I put, you know, almost a full can in each of the empty cans. So I had this huge heaping pot of soup, right? And I brought it to my desk, because why not? And, you know, just doing the radio show, I didn't eat it all. So during every break, I go back to it and I'm like, why doesn't this taste as good as it normally does? Well, here's the problem. The broth is no longer hot. It's not even warm. It's like cool to the touch, and I'm still trying to shovel it in.
Yeah, tepid is not part of the instructions.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with me? I should have just left it on the stove. I should have left it to heat up or put it in the microwave, for God's sakes. And instead, I'm literally sitting here drinking cool to the touch chicken noodle soup. That's not helping me.
Yeah, it sounds kind of gross, honestly.
Yeah, what am I doing? I don't know. I did put a little
Can you nuke it a little or something?
Of course I can. Of course I can, Chris. Do I want to go nuke it? No. I mean, I'm being lazy. I'm being ridiculous, quite honestly. So, yeah, anyway, there's that. All right, let me get into this right now. Ari Meyerov, A lot of you guys know his work at My Sports Update. Ari has bounced around from national outlet to national outlet. Currently works for the 33rd team. Very active on social media. Again, at My Sports Update. But his real name, or his whole name, is Ari Myrov. So he tweeted and then tweeted an addendum to this a couple hours later. Quote, there's buzz around NFL circles that Derek Carr has been wanting out of the Saints all offseason, and his shoulder injury might be part of that push. Meanwhile, the Saints have been planning to draft a quarterback regardless, but we have not heard the end of this. So that's one tweet. Then he tagged that tweet and added to it. He said, the situation between Derek Carr and the Saints hasn't gotten much national attention, mainly because the team hasn't been in the spotlight nationally. But since the start of the offseason, Carr's contract has been a complicated issue, factoring in the Saints' tight cap space, Carr's injury guarantees, his end-of-the-season hand injury, and more. The prevailing belief is Carr doesn't want to be in New Orleans. And if he's forced to stay, he may choose to miss significant time due to a lingering shoulder injury that's bothered him for years. It's an awkward situation, and there's likely more to the story. All right. I know this is not New Orleans. I know not many people probably care very passionately about this, but, you know, everything in the NFL is a big deal. And certainly quarterback situation of an NFC opponent, of a long-running quarterback in the NFL, Derek Carr, new head coach in Kellen Moore. My buddy's on the coaching staff there, Chase Haslett, Jim's son. So I want them to do well. I was surprised, quite honestly, when they kept Derek Carr. I mean, their salary cap situation is a mess every year. Only one person that I know of, Grant Paulson, and a bunch of other 9-to-5 ham and eggers think that you can do whatever you want to the salary cap, get away with it. No problems, be productive, win, never be considered a mess. And again, you can make magic and Houdini acts happen with the salary cap. That is not true. It never has been true. It never will be true. It is simply and categorically untrue. Yes, the New Orleans Saints are compliant with the salary cap every year. Yes, they have to go through hell, just like the Cowboys often have to do, because they've so badly overspent on big free agent and big money deals and extensions for great quarterback Drew Brees and other players that ultimately didn't work out, one of them Marshawn Lattimore. But they have so far overspent that they have put themselves in salary cap hell year in, year out. So when Kellen Moore got that job, and he's an offensive mind and coming obviously from the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles and having other stays in Dallas and in with the Chargers just for 1 year, I thought, with Derek Carr constantly being banged up at the end of seasons, and again, remember, he did not play against the Commanders, and part of that was the hand injury, with Derek Carr being up there in age, a bloated contract beyond bloated belief, and injuries, and quite honestly, ineffectiveness, and a new coach, is this really going to be a place that Derek Carr is staying? And then right before the league year started, maybe a couple of days before, a week before, it came out, oh, Derek Carr is in great shape, and Derek Carr is in great hands, and Derek Carr is staying, and Derek Carr is not going to get cut by the New Orleans Saints. And I was surprised by that. But then I was like, oh, they're kind of just putting a happy face on this. They're kind of putting a smiley face on this and hoping. But I didn't know anything per se about a potentially degenerative shoulder injury or a debilitating shoulder injury. I mean, we knew about the injury towards the end of last year, which is why he didn't play down the stretch. We knew he's been banged up. We know he's been banged up for a while. Again, it's part of what has limited him in his career, both in Oakland and then in Las Vegas and then ultimately in New Orleans. So with the cap situation being what it was, a new coach, injuries, the fact that Derek Carr's just not that good, even though he's a veteran and he's been productive at times, I was surprised that he was going to stay with the New Orleans Saints. I was like, man, I must be missing something. And it turns out that I wasn't missing anything. He wants out. They probably don't want him. They couldn't figure out a way to make it work and look good. They're going to draft a quarterback, perhaps as early as number 9, and perhaps it's Shedeur Sanders. And if it's not, it'll probably be somebody in the second round, and it'll be dependent on who that is. But it could very well be the Shedeur Sanders. And they might get rid of Derek Carr post June 1st, or in some way, fashion, shape, or fashion. And there will be no Derek Carr in New Orleans. Again, should not be a surprise. The only surprise was that he was staying in New Orleans, and somehow the national insiders all tried to make it look like everything was Shangri-La and everything was happy and everything was perky and everything was great, which is why you shouldn't always believe what those guys say. And I'm not trying to crap on anyone, but they get a lot of stuff that teams and agents give them because teams and agents don't want their people or clients or players to look bad. And they don't want the buzzards flying around. And they don't want the rumor mill going crazy. So, of course, they're going to color it and paint it based on the way these people on the inside are telling them. Not based on what they know, based on what they're being told. That's how the industry works. Not what they know, not what they feel, what they're being told. And I was surprised then. I was really surprised then. And I remain surprised. I didn't say much about it, but I've talked about Shedeur Sanders potentially going to New Orleans. Again, even if this new shoulder injury thing with Derek Carr didn't come up, I would still say there's no chance they're committed to Derek Carr. No chance. And that they needed to develop and draft the quarterback of their future. And now, if he's there, I would fully expect Shedeur Sanders to go number 9. To the New Orleans Saints, if he's there. And I would expect Derek Carr to never play in New Orleans again. Where? I don't know. Does he wind up in Dallas as a backup to Dak Prescott? And maybe if Dak's not right? I don't know. But Derek Carr is probably not going to ever play again in New Orleans. Not that that should be a surprise.
The Steelers only surprise need a quarterback,
was,
right?
What's that, Chris?
So the Steelers need a quarterback, right?
Well, and that's the other team. And that's because we're still playing the, when is Aaron Rodgers going to make a decision? When's the smoke signal coming out of the teepee on the side of a mountain in Afghanistan? When is Aaron Rodgers going to make a decision? We simply don't know. But maybe Derek Carr will wind up in the black and gold in Pittsburgh, where his shoulder will be very cold. Hey, that sort of rhymes. Maybe that will be the situation. Around the NFL, quarterback rooms, quarterback groups, quarterback pairings. Somebody did a ranking. Tell you where the Commanders listen, go over some of the results. We'll do that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app after a trending alert. All right, the Nationals are back in action tonight after taking game 2 of a 4-game set last night in Pittsburgh over the Pirates. A 3-0 shutout, a leadoff home run by James Wood, as we detailed in hour number 1 and into the second hour. If you missed any of it, make sure you check out the podcast after the show at theteam980.com or the rewind feature on the Team 980 on Odyssey. You can hear tonight's game, 106.7 The Fan, coming up at, again, first pitch, 6:40 from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Mitchell Parker on the mound. He's been real good so far. Meanwhile, the Montreal Canadiens are 1 point away from clinching the 8th and final playoff spot in the East and therefore taking on the Washington Capitals in the first round of this weekend's Stanley Cup playoffs, or the Stanley Cup playoffs that begin this weekend. Tonight, they'll take on the Carolina Hurricanes at 7 o'clock. Again, they need a point of any kind to eliminate Columbus and to clinch the eighth and final playoff spot and to go against the Capitals. Tonight, two play-in games in the NBA. It is the Miami Heat and the Chicago Bulls, 7:30, first up from the United Center in Chicago. And just after 10 o'clock, it is the Dallas Mavericks and the Sacramento Kings. Last night, the Orlando Magic advancing in the East. The Golden State Warriors advancing in the West into officially the full NBA playoffs. And that's what's trending.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, where you can listen each and every day, anytime you want, on demand, live, rewind, so many different ways, every segment, every hour, and every show. I want to send a quick shout out to my guy, Bruce, who is listening. I've been doing a lot of good things with Bruce, and I'm excited to announce, I guess I could do this officially on the radio. I'm excited to announce that I am taking a step to get back involved in something that was very, very, very important to me as an undergraduate student at Buffalo State University in Buffalo, New York, and that really shaped me. My fraternity, Phi Sigma Kappa, it's a national fraternity, Phi Sig, as it is often referred to. I am becoming the new official chapter advisor at American University for Phi Sigma Kappa, and excited to work with the guys there, the undergraduates there, the great alumni association, Bruce and Chris, and all the people that I've met so far. I've been having a couple of dinners, meetings, a lot of chats and a lot of logistics behind the scene. Really excited to do that and to get back involved and to give back a little bit. As you guys know, I'm very involved in Best Buddies. Well, you know, fraternity life, some people think it's all about just Animal House and drinking beer and all that stuff. It couldn't be further from the truth. Could not be further from the truth. And it taught me everything about how to be a man, about how to pay bills and have responsibility, how to lead, how to manage, how to deal with stress, how to deal with people. Taught me everything. Everything that I kind of became. I truly believe I did not learn in college. I learned it as part of the college experience. But a lot of it, if not all of it, I learned through my fraternity, Phi Sigma Kappa. So I'm really excited to be involved with the guys at American University and that chapter, and to be back on the scene. I'll be heading to Las Vegas at the end of July for a big national convention. So looking forward to that. And don't make fun of fraternities, because you will get an angry rooster. Again, very important to me, and I hope to make an impact and a difference moving forward in the lives of these young men and helping them out in a bunch of different ways. So if you hear me talking a little bit about that more and seeing anything more about that, you know what that's all about, and you know why that is. All right. And by the way, I mentioned Best Buddies, got involved in Best Buddies like 4 years ago, thanks to my guy, Alan Lepore, and Molly and everything, and Mary. We have a great walk on the National Mall next Saturday, day three of the NFL draft, early in the morning, so you could still watch the draft. You could still watch all the playoff action, NBA, NHL. You still watch everything. The Mets are in town that weekend, so you got a lot going on in Washington, D.C. that weekend. But we're going to have Sam Cosmi from the Washington Commanders, his wife Blair, out. They're going to be walking around the National Mall, or our portion of the National Mall. It's a great scene. It's a great setup. We're going to have all the families out there, all the members, students, what have you. They have a live DJ. They have exercise. They have food stands. They have all sorts of things. Come out, register, walk with us. BestBuddiesFriendshipWalk.org. Go to the Team 980. Go to the Team 980 in the donate section, and donate to a team section, and you can donate to us, just like my guy Athen did, and Doc did, and so many others, Dr. Sabah, and everybody that donated so far. We appreciate it. Please, 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 if you can donate $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, we need you. We need the help, and it's next Saturday, and we still have about 10 days to make a difference, so please come and join us. All right, so now that we have that taken care of, I wanted to get to this. We just mentioned the New Orleans Saints. Chris mentioned the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? They are clearly at the bottom of quarterback situations in the NFL. That's not a surprise, right? The New York Jets, you know, other teams, we'll go over the bottom of the list. But I was curious when this ranking came out, and this is by Sam Robinson of Yardbarker. Honestly, I have no idea who Sam Robinson is. I know Charles Robinson. I don't know Sam Robinson. I know Yardbarker. I don't regularly follow Yardbarker, but it came up on my browser, on my MSN browser or whatever. And they have, you know, a bunch of different story ideas, and I need all the content I can get. So it was a ranking of all 32 current quarterback situations. Chris, you want to take a guess at where the Commanders, 1 through 32, ranked amongst all quarterback situations in the NFL?
Where do I think this guy put them, or where would I put them? Because they're kind of two different questions.
Well, all right. well, answer both. Where do you think this guy put them, and where would you put them, 1 through 32?
I would probably put us around 5. I would bet, because most people still just see the Commanders as the same Commanders of the past 30 years, I would bet he's probably closer to like 12 or 13 on this guy's list.
All right. Not bad. Not bad. So you went with 5 for yourself. And this isn't just starting quarterbacks, i.e. Jaden Daniels. This is, again, a ranking of quarterback situations, right? Which, again, you take quarterback situations to mean the room, the group, what have you. Because it's more than just about the starter.
I mean, some of these are still to be drafted and stuff, too.
Understood.
So, yeah.
Understood. And it could change, no doubt about it. So Chris went with number 5 in his eyes for the Commanders, with sight unseen, no real thought. It's just an impulse. But it's a pretty good one, right? He's, according to this list, okay, he is higher than this list ranked the Commanders. But where he thought the Commanders would be ranked as a continual sign of disrespect, he was more aggressive or lower on that. So they came in at 8th. 8th in the NFL. And here's what it said. Well-timed losses keep changing franchise trajectories. The Commanders' late Ron Rivera era swoon handed them Jaden Daniels, who became a force multiplier immediately after carrying some questions as the second best prospect in the 2024 draft. Outplaying Caleb Williams as a rookie, Daniels dragged Washington to its first NFC championship game in 33 years. This snapped the NFL's second longest drought. Anybody know how long has it been since the Cowboys made a championship?
Since 95, I believe.
Oh, that's right. We did this last week, right? Oh, wait, what was that, Chris? I'm sorry. Since when?
I believe it's 95, yeah.
Chris, if it's 2025 now, and the last time it was 1995, the math on that is what? Help me out here. 30 years?
Yeah, that's a big 3 at the beginning of that, with a 0 after it.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, further continuing the analysis, first championship game in 33 years. This snapped the NFL's second longest drought, and Daniels, thanks to Debo Samuel and perhaps draft aid, will have more help next season. Also, Laremy Tunsil. The team also re-signed backup Marcus Mariota, who gives them a comparable skill set, albeit a much lower end version, if Daniels were to miss time. They also signed Josh Johnson, as we mentioned last week, and we broke down, I think that was on Friday, before the weekend. All right, so they didn't mention that here. Josh Johnson been on 4,000 different teams, but you're not going to do much better as a third-string quarterback than Josh Johnson. I promise you that. Okay, and Marcus Mariota is, compared to Jaden Daniels, a lower-end version, but compared to most backup quarterbacks, is a higher-end backup, right? And we know what Jaden Daniels is. So to me, I would say, this is me, I would say the Commanders are a little bit low here at number 8, but if you want to see more of Jaden Daniels, okay, I understand. Number 7, the Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert. Taylor Heinicke. Justin Herbert, Taylor Heinicke, and Trey Lance. I'll take the Commanders group.
Trey Lance. Yeesh. I didn't know he was on the Chargers now. Good God.
Yeah. I'll take the Commanders group anytime, any day of the week, over the Chargers group, right? And they're at number 7. The Rams are at number 6. I'll give you the rest of the top 5 when we return. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, if you want to weigh in, the Commanders, ranked by Yardbroker, for whatever that's worth, the 8th best quarterback situation. That's not 8th best starting quarterback. That's not 8th best quarterback. That's 8th best quarterback situation. 8th best. Chris said he would rank them 5. I'll tell you where I have them. I already told you I would have them over the Chargers. We'll give you the Rams details and the rest of the top 5 coming up next on the Team 980. If you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, Team 980, and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us as we approach 3 o'clock, end of hour number 2 of the radio show, Graham. Still an hour to go. Metal Chris back at our DC Half Street Studios. I'm working from the home office today, a little under the weather, so I wanted to make sure I keep everybody safe and also not sit in traffic for 3 hours and have something go wrong. What that something is, I shall leave to theater of the mind. So we were mentioning this ranking of NFL quarterback rankings or rooms or groups or situations, as they call it. And it, again, it's not just the starting quarterback, but I pointed out the Commanders, who are ranked number 8th here. I think they are better as a quarterback room, and I would take their 3 over the 3 of the Los Angeles Chargers, who come in at number 7. The Los Angeles Rams come in at number 6. Now, they kept Matthew Stafford. They worked out a long-term a multi-year contract extension with him after some potential questions, acrimony, whatever. Their backup quarterback is Jimmy Garoppolo, who's always hurt. I don't even know who their third-string quarterback is. Doesn't matter. I know that Josh Johnson is better than their guy. And therefore, I would take a young Jaden Daniels. I would take a fairly durable Marcus Mariota, although he's had some injuries, including one last year. I would take Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, and Josh Johnson over what the Rams have. Just their 2 alone, Matthew Stafford and Jimmy Garoppolo. Never mind if we go 3 for 3. So that's another team that I would have the Commanders over, including the Chargers, both Los Angeles teams. Number 5, the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Eagles, of course, won the Super Bowl. And as you know, they have Jalen Hurts. They also traded their backup quarterback, Kenny Pickett, who played against the Commanders in late December, and played okay. Good at first, not good at first. They traded him to the Cleveland Browns. They picked up Dorian Thompson-Robinson. They have Tanner McKee. Clearly, you cannot, as much as this might annoy some people, you can't right now anoint Jaden Daniels over Jalen Hurts, because Jalen Hurts played great in the playoffs, including against the Commanders, won the Super Bowl, played great in that game, again, has gotten his team to a Super Bowl 2 years ago, played great in that game, has been a big-time performer in the playoffs. Now, Jaden Daniels has been too, for the most part. But, again, you have to, right? You have to give the nod overall to Jalen Hurts.
I mean, I think Jalen's in a system that benefits him.
Yes.
And that's part of what you're counting when you're talking about the quarterback situation
sure.
here. So,
well, so is Jaden Daniels,
sure.
I think. But again, because of what Jalen Hurts has done when it counts the most, and he's obviously had an opportunity to do it longer, right? So this argument might be different 2-3 years from now. I still have to rank Jalen Hurts and therefore the Eagles quarterback situation over the Commanders, even though the Commanders have better talent, depth, options, what have you. So let me quickly go through the rest of the list, and then I'll come back and give you more on the other side. So the Eagles are number 5, and I can't put right now the Commanders ahead of them. The Baltimore Ravens are number 4. Lamar Jackson and Cooper Rush. Again, even though Lamar Jackson has not been a great playoff performer, even though he has not been to a Super Bowl, right now I've got to give the Ravens still a tip of the cap there. The Cincinnati Bengals come in at number 3, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's great. He's great. But his team started 0-3 last year, 1-4, didn't make the playoffs. And it's not just because of their defense. It's not just because of their defense. But if you want to be fair, I'll give Joe Burrow the nod over Jaden Daniels right now, and I'll say, okay, I can live with that. So that's 2 teams in the top 5, or 3 teams, I should say, in the top 5. Cincinnati at 3, Baltimore at 4, and Philadelphia at 5 that I can't really argue with, but I would absolutely move the Commanders ahead of the Chargers at 7 and the Rams at 6. I'll give you the top two when we come back on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay tuned for that if you want to hop in and weigh in. It's 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.